Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Good evening and good morning in some parts of the world, across the country and around the world. Yes, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, all part of Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius 217 XM 203, and the Sirius XM app channel 967. That's all later tonight into the morning on a Thursday, Friday edition. Marty Trail along the way, producer Dominic Jimenez, as he is based out in San Francisco. We've got a stellar show lined up today. No thanks to myself. Great job out of Dom and great job out of Darren Peck and all the folks at Sports Byline. Coming up, Michael Debar. All right. Now, listen, this is a British-born actor, prep school, and he has been a actor, singer, songwriter on stage and TV credits that list over 100 credits. WKRP Cincinnati, Seinfeld, guest appearances, MacGyver. And now he is across the way on the SiriusXM platform down on Channel 21 with Little Stevie's Underground Garage Station. That's Stephen Van Zandt of Bruce Springsteen fame. And also you saw him on The Sopranos back on HBO a couple of decades ago now. So anyways, we're going to get Michael Debar live right here on the show. Looking forward to it. He went to prep school over in England, toiled in the West End of London. If you've ever been to London, West End is kind of the theater district. Came from a pretty interesting family, but his first credit in a movie, To Sir With Love, Sidney Poitier, who died a year ago, January 6th, and also Lulu, the Scottish-born singer. She also sings, and I think she wrote To Sir With Love. Anyway, she's from Glasgow, Scotland, so we got a banner show lined up today. Rick Carter, a little bit later on, we'll toss around some anecdotes from the world of sports. He, of course, hockey-centric. Dom's Download, final segment of the day. We'll check out what's on the tube tonight, what you'll be streaming and screaming about in the world of sports and pop culture. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by the newfangled Destination Grill in Grimes, Iowa. Mark Hanrahan and company, they do an outstanding job. We welcome them. Their weekend brunches in central Iowa, probably the best in the Midwest, 9-3 on Saturday and Sunday. Destination Grill. Check it out, Destination Grill with an E on the end, .com in Grimes, Iowa, right outside Des Moines. I'm Marty Terrell. We kick it off. Coming up, Michael Debar here on Sports Byline.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, heard worldwide. And later on tonight, Sirius XM will be on Sirius 217, XM 203, and digital, the XM Sirius XM app at 9:67 after all the NBA, college basketball, and Stanley Cup goes final. But I have done my homework. I love this guy's career. It is so diverse. It is amazing. He has sucked the marrow out of life, as far as I'm concerned, the way this man has lived and succeeded and fallen and gotten back up. Michael Daybar, Marty Terrell here. Welcome to Sports Byline Worldwide on the American Forces Network. And what a thrill to have you on. How are you, Michael?
I'm thrilled too, Marty. You know, I'd love to talk.
Yes, you know? You do. Well, I do too. And that's why we're on Sirius XM together, right?
That's right. And we're brothers. And I love it. You know, Little Steven's Underground Garage is really fantastic. And I love doing it. It's almost 9 years, Marty, that I've been a DJ. You know, everything. I've been a stripper.
Hey, we listen. What? Come on. We listen. I heard Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons on the Underground Garage, Channel 21 today. What was that doing on there?
No, I love it. I love it. Stevie Van Zandt, amazing. Maureen, his beautiful. And of course, he's on the road now, Stevie, with Bruce, as I'm sure you guys are aware.
Yes, which is wonderful, which is so unbelievable. Hey, you guys had a little baby girl. You got a sister station now, huh? You got Stevie's little Stevie's coolest songs in the world. You had a little baby. So successful are you, Michael. You guys are having kids on Sirius XM. That new station's unbelievable for little Stevie Van Zandt, huh?
No, it's fantastic. I mean, because clearly those songs people adore. And what I found, though, Marty, is the earlier song, you know, Little Richard means something to a 14-year-old now, you know, because you can access this stuff and you can hear it with us. Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Dusty Springfield, you know, et cetera. Even Zeppelin, you know, the bands that were, you think, 70s kind of music. But there's youngins. And I know this by the mail that one gets from people who adore Jimmy Page and they're 11.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you really think about that, or you want to play the Temptations for a 14-year-old girl who wants to be a singer, that's a good thing, you know, rather than copying Miley Cyrus. I have nothing against Miley Cyrus, but I'm saying the root of music is there in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and the baby, as you describe it, is spectacular. You just hear songs. You don't even hear DJs talking about them as much as I do, you know, but it's a beautiful thing to know that it reaches a lot of different age groups.
You know, Michael, I think of Casey Kasem, you know, American Top 40 was on the air. Your voice, you're so lucky. Can I steal in the Brit accent and just do, hello, everybody. Welcome to Maury Terrell here doing sports with my good friend, Michael DeBar. Because,
well,
man,
he's
just got that voice, man. It captivates me. I love it.
You know, here's the thing about the voice. If you're listening, I just was listening to the commercials and the adverts, as you'd say in England, before we came on, and we're talking about $3 yellow Viagra pills. And the young lady doing the thing, it was about as sexy as this table that I'm sitting on right now. I mean, the voice is everything, you know. Yes, we've got three pills for you guys out there that you might want at certain times of the day or night, you know.
Yep, it's funny. Hey, I got to tell you, I don't know if you're a fan of the man, but I'm listening to Underground Garage one night recently, and I hear Brian Ferry, Don't Stop the Dance, Roxy Music. Do you play any of Brian Ferry? He happens to be a personal favorite. How about that?
Of course I do. Love is the Drug is one of the greatest songs ever written. You know?
Yes,
and I adore Brian. I know him. I mean, he came up, I was a little before Roxy, I think. But Eno was in that band, and Eno was a friend of mine when he had hair. You know, lovely geezer, lovely. But Brian Ferry is the Frank Sinatra of glam rock, I would say.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. Hey, you were with the Knack at their inception.
No. Wikipedia, no.
Okay, because I wondered, My Sharona was big, and I saw, see, Wikipedia is dangerous, isn't it? You gotta be careful with Wikipedia, huh?
Doug Fliger,
I love
Doug Fliger.
Hey, I gotta do something here real quick. I mean, we can talk about the station, and if I have to hold you over, I will. But listen, To Sir With Love, you were what, 20, 19 years old, coming out of prep
18,
school?
18, yeah.
18, and you're in a
birthday.
Movie that's legendary. What a credit to start your career.
Well, it was. I didn't start there. I started it when I was 8, you know, on BBC TV stuff. But when I got to 17, I had my 18th birthday with Sydney, you know, and the cast and the Columbia people, you know, the Columbia production. And it was an amazing experience to even meet the man. I mean, he was the most humble, beautiful, charismatic, incredible guy I ever met in my life. And he still is. I mean, he was a tremendous, tremendous. Him and Muddy Waters, you know, the great inspiration for me. But we had a really good connection, me and Sydney, because he's a very spiritualized guy. And I just been in boarding schools for 8 years with a bunch of boys, you know, and I got into drama school. And within 2 weeks at drama school, I was in this massive movie in 67. And 67 in London, can you imagine being 18?
Oh, come on. Yeah, I mean, in the West. Where was that movie done? Was it done like in West London?
At Pinewood Studios, just outside London, where they were doing Dr. No with Sean Connery, who at one point, when the director said, "Okay, action," and Sydney was meant to come in, Sean Connery came in, and Sydney had set us up. He'd set us up, like, to, you know, make us happy, I guess. And there was, you know, Sean Connery, there was James Bond in the classroom on the set. Oh my goodness me. It was an absolutely exhaustively spectacular time in my life, obviously.
Michael DeBar with us, TV credits, WKRP, Seinfeld, MacGyver. I could go on forever. There's a story about Andrew Lloyd Webber I want to get to, but I got to start with Los Angeles. You show up in this country with $100 and a hairdryer, a blow dryer. I mean, was that symbolic of something? You were flat, dead, broke, divorced with nowhere to turn, and you turned into a star, Michael. How did you do this?
Oh, please. No, you know, I mean, the Silverhead thing was so incredible, an incredible experience. But what it did to me was it brought me to America. It brought me to the United States. I was 22 or something like that, maybe a little older than that. And I met Miss Pamela with Silverhead on the road. Miss Pamela, of course, I'm with the band Fame, the groupie book that I hope some of you have read. And if you haven't read it, get it, because it's history, mysterious, sexy history, which is the title of my new band. I'm kidding. the vibe of coming to L.A. was so amazing, you know, and I came here with nothing, you know, and I lived with Miss Pamela in one room in Hollywood, and this she suddenly got a soap thing in New York, a soap show, you know, soap star, whatever you call it. And she went and did that in New York, and I was left to my own devices. Now, I was addicted to cocaine at the time.
Yeah. And heroin too, right?
You know, and I tore it up. I've been 42 years sober now. I just want to tell you guys out there.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, but yes, I needed to go through the absurd decadence of what I thought rock and roll was, and it isn't. You know, I learned a lot from getting sober because it really cleans your soul when you're not addicted. I don't like to be addicted to anything except music, you know. So Pamela was great. We got married. We had a son and I became, you know, a citizen of the United States and proud of it.
That's unbelievable. I'm going to share with you. I'm in two 12-step programs, 53 months in 2 days. And man, 42 years, I look up to you. God bless you as well. Thank you, Michael. It's a big deal. I have a new start, a second chance in life, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, what it is it's almost a gift.
Go ahead.
It's a generous gift to be able to conquer something like that, because then you feel good about yourself. You feel you've discovered what was, you know, the darkness of your life, and you've turned a light on. And look, listen to you. You're so enthusiastic and filled with energy. And that's what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you, man. You're making me tear up because it's so important. My mom passed away 2 days ago. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
But you know what, Michael? She saw a lot of my sobriety, so it's all good. It's all good. 92, she had a wonderful life.
Everything that she saw you, this individualized son of hers, how wonderful is that to pass off into another, you know, vibe? I mean, God bless you for it, you know, and it's a gift that is unbelievable. I mean, it makes Santa Claus look like, you know, Brian Ferry.
You're wonderful. I will say this. My best day using gambling and alcohol, my best day, my worst day sober is better than my best day using. Sobriety is miracles, as you know this. Okay, one more thing before we let you go. So you're in this dirtiest show in town. Andrew Lloyd Webber is in the audience. He sees it, pulls you aside after and says, hey, dude, you're talented. You need to start a real rock and roll band. You took his advice.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I
love
doing
that.
You know, I was playing a transgender rock. This is in 1970, what? 69 maybe, which is an appropriate number for me, but there I am on the stage of the West End playing a rock star called Rose. Andrew Lloyd Webber comes backstage and says, Michael, marvelous, do you sing at all? I mean, do you like rock and roll sing? I said, yeah, of course, I love it. I've been listening to it, the blues, since I was 9, you know. And he goes, would you like to come over to my apartment and play some songs for me and my friends? And I said, yeah, sure, you know. And I hadn't written any songs, Marty. I had no songs. So I wrote a song called Will You Finance My Rock and Roll Band? And I put
that's
on...
That's unbelievable.
I put on Michael. A green belt. Dude, I put on a green velvet suit. I wear a bow. I go over to this fantastic apartment. He's, you know, he's writing Jesus Christ Superstar. So I end up, I wrote the song called Will You Finance My Rock and Roll Band? Went to the apartment. He had me demoing Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. He introduced me to a label, Purple Records, and Silverhead was born.
Oh, that's just unbelievable. Listen, happy birthday. We're down to our final minute. Happy birthday, 21 years, Little Stevie's Underground Garage, Channel 21, our sister station down the dial at 21. And the little baby that was born a short time ago is Stevie's offshoot, the little child, is a beautiful sister station which plays the coolest songs ever made. Michael Daybar, I love you, man. Let's do this again sometime. And if I'm ever in New York or wherever you are, we're gonna go to lunch and we're gonna have a Diet Coke together. I love you. Thank you coming on, Michael.
It's my pleasure, Marty. Thank you so much.
Wonderful interview. Thank you, Michael Daybar. We appreciate it. That's all presented by us here at Sports Byline and the folks at Destination Grill in the heartland. You know, Des Moines is a wonderful American city, smack dab in the middle of the country, just on the outside, a little north and west is Grimes, Iowa. Just look to the sky when you come off Highway 141. You'll see the big red sign, Destination Grill. It's something you won't see anywhere else in the Midwest. I trust you.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Talking the world of sports, pop culture, all sorts of good things here. We got so many good things lined up in the weeks ahead. We're going to do some travel. We're going to look at some summer resorts because it's time. Take you up to Maine. We'll take you down to, Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. They're going to have a golf tournament this year. They're back. Take you down to, some of the cold weather spots, even the Wisconsin area. Our good friend Rick Catellus, Rick Carter, he is standing by. He knows some of those places, Wisconsin Dells. There's some places in Wisconsin. I remember covering the Ryder Cup and then the PGA Championship up there on the banks of Lake Michigan, Kohler, Wisconsin. Man, there's some beautiful, beautiful areas there. Mr. Carter, Rick Carter on hockey and who knows, maybe travel. And he's going to tell a Rick Carter story, which is why he's getting so popular on this network. What's going on, Big Cat? How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
Good. What's the best resort up there on Lake Michigan, Wisconsin? Is it up in the Dells, or is there something else up there?
You know what? The Dells is that's more water park, family, cheesy Wisconsin. You know, if you want to go to a good resort, you know, you've got all the courses around Kohler are amazing. You know, you got Black Wolf Run, you got Whistling Straits, you got the Irish course. There's a plethora of great golf and a great atmosphere up there.
All right, let's get to hockey, and then I want to hear a funny story. You got to make me laugh. If you don't make me laugh, you know your job hangs in the balance. So you better have a good story up your sleeve. All right.
I always try my best, but it's the good thing about hockey stories is there's such a wide array of characters that. You just can't miss with some of them. You can't make this stuff up because, you know, the mindset of a hockey player. You meet a lot of good people in your day, and most of my good friends are all related to the hockey, the world of hockey for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to your hockey store in a moment, but, you know, I was watching PTI with Kornheiser and Wilbon today, and they bummed me out. Do you realize that two-thirds of the NHL teams that are the regular season points leaders, which my beloved Boston Bruins are right now, they not only don't make the Stanley Cup Finals, most of them are out by the second round. So what do we do with Pasternak and the Bruins? Are they the real deal, Rick, from your outpost there in Chicago, staring east towards TD Garden? Are the Bruins the real deal? Are we looking for another quick exit?
No, the Bruins are the real deal. You know, it's so hard that the NHL is so competitive, and there's such parity right now throughout the league up and down that, you know, it's so hard to win the President's Trophy as the best team. It's really a function of, you know, that season just wears you down, and especially if your team is built on, you know, youth and speed. There's times there in the playoffs where youth and speed don't beat out grit and experience for sure.
All right, let's get to funny hockey stories. I'm sick of talking about hockey. I like going in. You know, I like the dirt. I like the hockey. I'm going to tell you right now, and this is true. And if anybody wants to fight me on this, I'm all game. I'll meet you wherever, and we'll battle it out. I think hockey locker rooms are the most grotesque, yet funny places, but dangerous places for a member of the media, such as myself, to go in there and conduct a post-game interview. Because here's what happens. You guys have tape, you have weapons, and the weapons are your hockey sticks. You guys take off your cups, which protect your junk so you can have kids, and then I've seen cups turn into projectiles. You guys are crazy. I've seen guys drink beers out of skates. With not Budweiser, but it was Bauer. You guys are crazy in those locker rooms, and yet there's a tightness, a camaraderie, and a spirit of brotherhood in a hockey locker room like no other sport. It just is, and I know I'm right about this. So weigh in on that, and then tell me a story and something about Brendan Shanahan, who I love, by the way. So this ought to be good. What do you got for me?
Well, you know, you have the thing about a locker room in any sport, much less hockey, is you've got a bunch of guys that you go to battle with every single day. And, you know, keep in mind, most hockey guys are small-town Canadian kids that certainly, you know, are excellent storytellers and just characters in general. And It's probably one of the things that I miss the most about the game of hockey. And it's tough to instill in the youth today because, I'll be honest with you, and you go into any youth locker room right now, these kids do not take a shower afterwards. And some of the best times I've ever had, they're in the shower with a bunch of guys, which does not sound well. It does not bode well for me. But
I know. I've been around these guys. We call them sweat hogs. We call them sweat hogs, man. Oh man.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But you know, you get all these characters together, and you're bound to have a bunch of great stories. And the one I was telling you earlier, you know, it all revolves around. A lot of the biggest characters in the game of hockey are not only goalies, but it's the backup goalie. Because the backup goalie's got no pressure, and he's getting everybody fired up, and he's usually one of the most beloved guys on the team. And with that comes quite a few characters. I mean, it's your guys run roughshod over you if you're a backup goaltender. The crowd loves you because, you know, kind of like a backup quarterback, you know, it's they're always sitting in the wings waiting for, you know, for something to happen to the starter. You know, they're showing their flow. They're going around without their helmet on, making eyes right with all the women, and people love them.
Yeah, and they're always go into the game when it's a blowout. Either way, either their team's winning by a lot and they give them some time, or they're getting blown out and the starter wants to get off the ice. He's embarrassed, so the backup guy goes in there and mops up, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But that backup guy is usually one of between the backup goaltender and the tough guys. Those are the characters that really people remember and build a team around. Not that you don't remember the superstars, but you know what? The superstars have to clean up their act around the public, whereas us slugs and the backup goaltender can just kind of be ourselves and let it all hang out, so to speak.
All right, we're up against a hard break. I got to hold you over to a few minutes in the other segment just to finish up. I want to hear this Brendan Shanahan story. Are you game?
Of course.
All right, you stand by. I'm going to get to you. We're going to get the Dom's download, too. But I get a double dip on a Kate. We're going into sudden death overtime with Rick Carter live from Chicago. Yeah, Mr. Kate. All right, I'm Marty Terrell, and I want to remind you, Destination Grill, folks, NCAA, a regional is one of the regionals is right here in Des Moines, Iowa. Destination Grill. There's going to be 8 universities and colleges making Des Moines their domicile for about a week in middle of March. We look forward to it during St. Paddy's Day, too. It's going to be crazy. So if you're one of those teams in that fan base that gets Iowa, seek us out. We're going to be at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Des Moines. We're on the Skywalk. I live on the Skywalk. So what the heck? We might have a party at Marty's Hizzo. Who knows? But the bottom line is we're going to be at Destination Grill for the whole week, and we got some really exciting things, except for the Friday. We are at Muggsy's, so we look forward to that. We're coming back on the other side. We'll finish up with Rick Carter, and if time allows, we'll get to Dom's download. We'll see what's going on with Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Destination Grill, right off Highway 141 in Grimes, Iowa. Destination Grill, you will not believe how, like, unbelievable dining and great fair and conference center. You will be entertained at Destination Grill. Coming right back.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union & Scale Essentials Task Chair, now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus, a 24-pack of TrueClear bottled water is only $2.99, or only $1.99 with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/25. In-store only. Water limit 1 while supplies last.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
All right, back here on Sports Byline, Marty Terrell, sportsbyline.com, where you can click on Listen Live in the 5 to 6 Central, 6 to 7 East, and 3 to 4 out West. And then it all comes back at you on Sirius 217 XM 203, Digital 967. Late night into the early morning hours across the country and around the world and on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Carter rejoins us here. Speaking of Wisconsin, boy, they blew out Iowa last night. Iowa State's going the wrong way. You know, I'm sitting here. We're going to do road shows here in Iowa during the NCAA tournament. And the best team in Iowa right now is Drake University, or maybe the Iowa women's team. How about them apples? All right, Rick, let's get back to it. So you got a great story here. We teased it, so I really put a lot of pressure on you because people held through the break, and now they really are putting some pressure on you. So you better come up with a hat trick here. So is it Brendan Shanahan, right?
Yeah, so good friend of mine that I played with for years is good friends with Brendan Shanahan. And we were up at his lake house during the summer, and one thing you know about hockey guys and lake houses is they all get together and the stories start flying. And Brendan Shanahan, talking about backup goaltenders, he was playing maybe his rookie year, maybe the second year he was in the NHL playing for the Devils, and had this backup goaltender by the name of Bob Sauve. Some people know him, some people don't, but he is a character upon characters. He's a French-Canadian, and you know, what comes along with the backup goaltender is time and time again throughout the year, that backup goaltender is chirping everybody and getting everybody fired up. So the story goes, Bob Sauve, throughout the whole year, in between periods, everybody comes back in the locker room, and Bob Sauve, you know, starts in with, come on, guy, let's go. You know, who they got? Maybe one, two, three guy. You know, let's go, guy. Come on, who they got? Maybe one, two, three guy. And everybody's, you know, right off the beginning of the year, you're in on it, and listening to this French Canadian just bark up a storm about how the other teams don't have anybody. So as the year starts to go along, time and time again, come on, guy, who they got? Maybe one, two, three guy, until they meet in the conference finals against Boston, who's had their number the whole year. And they're getting blown out in the playoffs. First period, they're down 3-0. They come in the locker room, and there's Bob Sauve again. And he says, come on, guy, you know. And everybody's like, oh, my God, here he goes again. And he's going at it again. Come on, guys, who they got? Maybe one, two, three, four, five, six.
Watch the F-bomb. That's fine. Oh, that is rich.
So, needless to say, the whole locker room busts up, and lo and behold, they were out of the playoffs that day. But, you know, just a great backup goalie story. And it's just so many stories like that, you know, just make you relive your, yesteryear when you're in the locker room with the guys. And that's just one that I thought that you know, I apologize about the language, but,
I did 13. I dropped 13 of them one time, and three people got fired. So I've been down that road.
My apologies.
No, you're good.
But, it was necessary for the story.
Yeah, yeah. How many of that? One, two, three, four, five.
Four, five, six, beautiful. Seven. Holy.
Yeah. And I'm not making fun of French Canadians, but I love how they – can you say about like the French Canadians say it?
A boot.
Well, Rick, it's about time I say goodbye. We've run over. I love you, man. Thanks. We'll see you next week, huh?
Marty, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
See you, Carter. Rick Carter. Chicago, Illinois. All right, let's get Dom's download in here. Let's get rid of the dial tone. There we go. Hey, Dom, how are you, pal?
Hey, Marty, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right. I'm not going to throw hockey at you, but I'm going to be analogous, and I talked about this earlier. So the Bruins are going to maybe set a record for regular season points in the National Hockey League, right?
Okay.
I'm going to bring it to Golden State. Golden State beat the Bulls. They had, what, a 73-9 season? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did not win the championship.
No, they did not.
How did that go over in San Francisco, the East Bay, and all of Warrior Country out there? Take it away. Have at it.
So really quick, I'm going to tell you a fun story about the 73-9 season. Nine losses, nine losses in 82 games. I managed to watch one of the nine losses, Marty.
Who'd they lose?
My friends and I were in Los Angeles. The Warriors were playing the Lakers, so we went to Staples. We got to see Kobe Bryant. It worked out great until the Warriors lost by 30, and Marcelo Huertas of the Lakers put up a triple-double. So, you know, we've got quite the memory of that.
Well, you know what, though? That's great, though. So you really do have a firsthand experience on part of that season. Here's what I want to know, though. What's wrong with losing to the Lakers? If you're going to lose nine times, what's wrong with losing to the Lakers? Really?
The Lakers were really bad that year. Kobe was playing three times a week. It was not a pretty year for the Lakers, and the Warriors were rolling like they were, and it was late. I think it was February when they lost, so they were definitely clearly going on their way to do big things. But to answer your original question, it's twofold. So one, it was really disappointing. You have this amazing regular season. The players are all super excited. They're like, oh, we're gunning for it. We're going for it. We're going for it. And you already had the championship, and then you get to the finals again. You have this amazing regular season. You had a fantastic playoff up to the finals, and then you lose. So that's massive disappointment. However, if they don't lose, they don't get Kevin Durant that offseason. So two more titles are off the board. So it's one of those ones. Would you trade that title to cap it off or the two titles you got with Kevin Durant? It's really, which would you rather do? So it was a double-edged sword in terms of the reaction to losing 73-9.
And when you win those two titles, it takes the whole sting out of it. You still hold the regular season record, but the only way you can take the sting out of that is you have to go win at least one championship, and the Warriors won two. Is that what you're saying? Because I agree with that.
So I actually don't subscribe. I would have traded those two titles for that one year because now it's still fresh in a lot of people's minds, but 10 years from now, when Klay's gone, when Steph's gone, when Draymond, when these guys are not in the league anymore, when there's no active players from that team left, and you go, who has the single season record? It almost doesn't matter because they didn't finish it. It's yes, it's a record, but to me at least, and to a lot of people, not just me, it's a little bit of a hollow record because you didn't finish it. It's like when the Patriots were perfect in the regular season.
They didn't win it.
And into the playoffs, they didn't win. So, yeah, they were 16-0, but we don't talk about them with reverence because they didn't finish it off. So I think the Warriors and the Patriots of that season are very similar in that regard to how people will appreciate and approach it for sure.
Yeah, and I think they lost to the Giants twice. Sure. Here's the other thing you got to remember. When UCLA and college sports won 33 straight, they won the national title and a whole bunch of them. When most teams post that record, at least not in hockey, hockey teams don't do it two-thirds of the time in the last 35 years. So we're talking what's two-thirds of 35? You're talking 18, 19 teams, 20 teams almost, didn't win the Stanley Cup, didn't skate around with the cup and drink from the cup because they didn't win the championship, didn't win the Stanley Cup. So it's pretty amazing. All right, let's get to some NFL stuff. What are you hearing? I mean, it looked like Matt Patricia is out in New England, a disaster calling plays last year. They bring in Bill O'Brien. The Broncos We're looking at him. He's not going there. He had a terrible go as a head coach in Detroit, 13-20-some-odd, just a horrible record. Matt Patricia, this was, again, a decorated assistant under Belichick, and we find that oftentimes the apple does fall far from the tree. Matt Patricia, he's scrambling for a job.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. One, he, to me, seems to fit the mold of a fantastic coordinator doesn't have what it takes to be a head coach. We've seen it. Guys like Norv Turner, one of the greatest offensive minds, arguably in the history of football, was a terrible head coach. He was a great offensive coordinator, an all-time coordinator. Terrible coach. It just seems like Matt Patricia's in that category. And I still don't know, maybe you have a better idea as a Patriots fan, Marty. Why was Matt Patricia even given the reins of the offense this year?
It's like they didn't care. Honestly. No, seriously. And it's a fair question because he and Judge were making the plays, and it was a disaster. And you know who I don't blame those two guys. You know who's responsible for that? That's the head coach in Belichick.
Yeah.
That's his, that's his deal. He's the head coach. Buck stops with Bill. So that's very interesting. All right. You have any hints of what's going to happen free agency? I mean, I do want to finish with this. Brett Favre. My God. Aaron Rodgers came out of his cave up in Southern Oregon. He emerged after 4 days of darkness. I don't know what he was doing in that cave. But are we going to get a decision here? And, boy, the Jets feel like all hands on deck. It looks like they're floating around with Carr. They're hinting at Garoppolo. But I think they're trying to get Rodgers' attention. So it's kind of like making your girlfriend jealous. What do you think with Rodgers and the Jets? Is that where he's headed, you think, in your mind?
I think if he goes anywhere, it's going to be the Jets or the Raiders. However, and I've brought it up before, I don't think he goes anywhere. I think he stays in Green Bay. Not because of his own decision. It'll be because I think he's got like a dead salary hit of like $50 million or something obscene. So that if the Packers cut or trade him, that's how much money he's responsible on their salary cap, on their books. So they'd be paying him $50 million to not be there. Now, to be fair, the Packers don't have a great salary cap situation to start with. That's why they had to let go of Davante Adams.
Correct.
So,
and others.
And others, but most notably, I should say most notably Davante Adams. And they could trade Rodgers, get some first-round picks or whatever it might be. But is it really worth it to not have $50 million available to you, working against you? It's basically $50 million that you cannot spend to improve your team in the interim. Yeah, you'd have to take a very long-term scope with it, with picks and development, and then once his salary comes off the books, then we're good. But you have to wonder what the Packers, how they value that money and whether they think, all right, let's do it, let's get rid of him, let's cut bait, finally, let's do it. Or if they're just like, our best shot to win right now is with Aaron Rodgers, and we don't want to get rid of the money, so let's just hang on to him. So it all depends on what they do.
Okay, that's fair. But then, so you don't think he can force their hand and say, you got to trade me. You got to trade me. I don't want to be part of a rebuild. Even though you owe me all this money, you got to trade me.
Well, I mean, if he says that and the Packers don't want the dead cap, they can just do what the Bengals did for Carson Palmer and be like, all right, man, just don't show up. We're good. Because if you trade Rodgers, he goes against the cap even more than if he just stayed on the team. You dismiss him; he's no longer the headache that you would be concerned he would become. I think that's what they're going to do, and maybe when I don't know, it's a mess, and it's obvious. Everybody's Packers should get rid of him, trade him, first round pick, couple picks, go Jets, Raiders, wherever it might be. The dead money in football. Yeah, the dead money in football is such a curveball every time.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. Let's see. So you're saying he stays with the Packers. I'm going to say Jets. I think New York. I think it makes sense, but who knows? And Vegas kind of sits out there with Davante Adams. I mean, they're probably – well, the Jets are ready to win, too. The Packers are not. It's going to be interesting to watch. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to tell you what's in store tonight. Screaming at your screen. Really nice Thursday night. The NBA is back, finally. My God, the All-Star weekend, and they don't come back till Thursday. So we'll look at some NBA and some college buckets. Enjoy it. Coming back here, Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Talking the world of sports here. Down the home stretch we go on a Thursday, and it's now into Friday morning across the country, or more importantly, around the world on American Forces. The overnight crew, yours truly included. We're going to be wrapping up Celtics Pacers. We're going to take a look at Denver and Cleveland. Memphis and Philly there's some good games tonight. Even the Pelicans Raptors isn't horrible. And you got Lakers Warriors, and the Lakers have 23 games left. They're 13th seed right now in the West, so they got some work to do. And I think they're going to do it because I think it's, I'm not going to say it's rigged, but they want LeBron and company in the playoffs. So you watch how the officiating changes. How about Golden State too? Portland, decent night, one game on the ice. Well, there's a couple, but I'm going to give you Rangers and Red Wings, but more importantly, out west in Seattle. The Bruins are going to get cracking. Seattle beat them at the Garden. Our buddy and one of our other hockey analysts, Brock Hines, was at that game a month ago when Seattle went into TD Garden, shut them out 3-0. So the Bruins look to get cracking tonight in Seattle. College hoops, you got one, folks. Northwestern Illinois. That's it. There's some garbage. There is some – well, UCLA, Utah is halfway decent, but, man, the West Gonzaga, San Diego, I mean, snooze fest. So if you're looking for good college hoops tonight, you got one in the Midwest right here in the heartland. Northwestern, who is a very – Chris Collins, Doug Collins' kid, played at Duke. He's done a hell of a job with that program up in Evanston, so we look forward to that. All right, tomorrow, Friday, Adam Burke joins us. We got a busy day tomorrow. Oh, we're going to be talking to the general manager, John Ann Granillo. John Ann, a woman, Granillo, from Destination Grill. She will join us in the last segment tomorrow on a Friday. And it's a non-football Friday. But We're going to be talking about Destination Grill, the NCAA tournament, Des Moines, Iowa. Wells Fargo Arena is going to have a big, big say in maybe a Kansas or a Texas or a Kentucky or some really good teams coming out here. I'd like to see a Big East team out here as well. So enjoy it. Good job out of Michael and Rick Carter and the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Sports Byline.